Welcome to This Week in Geek. Today is October 12th, 2020. How's it going?
What's up, Joey? My name is Brian. I'm glad to be here. And Kara Prime on Kickstarter, FYI.
Kara Prime? Hey, guys, did you guys know all about Kara Prime?
if you need more information, there's a ticker at the bottom that tells you to go to Kickstarter. There's a link in the description. But we're here to talk about This Week in Geek because we took last week off because I had an anal probe going on and I wasn't very happy. And we're still waiting on results, see if I'm an alien or not. But in the meantime, Joey, let's talk about some geek shit that may have gone on this week.
We got some really cool stuff, man. What do you want to talk about first?
I think you should go ahead and bring in the special guest so that special guest can do other things.
Yes, we have a very special guest. We have Adam Barnhart from his awesome show or his awesome book, The Shit Show. How's it going, man?
You know, apparently a better week than Brian. I did not get anally probed.
How do you know I didn't enjoy it? I mean, they did give me some sedative to put me to sleep, and I always like getting anesthesia.
Right. The worst part of that whole deal is the prep work, right?
Yes, the day of no eating and shitting continuously.
Yeah.
the fingers going in.
So, Adam, you have a pretty fun day-to-day job, right?
Yeah.
Your job is to report comic book news.
Yeah. And adjacent pop culture nerdy shit. Yeah.
And you get to do interviews and meet a lot of people. Like I saw you the other day. It's been a while, but you got to talk to Vincent D'Onofrio. Now, how cool is that?
Cool as hell, man. That was a bucket list interview. You know?
I mean, that's fucking Pyle from Full Metal Jacket.
Gomer Pyle, man. Yeah, you know him as Gomer Pyle because you're older than shit, but I know him as Kingpin.
He's also the Kingpin, the greatest version of Kingpin that we've gotten as nerd. Yeah,
he's an all-time Marvel villain great, man. There's no way around it.
So, I didn't listen to all of it, but was there any talk of maybe him picking, like, not being done with the role of Kingpin?
Yeah, there always is, man. You get to these interviews with Marvel and DC stars, and I mean, they're not going to turn down the money.
Of course they'll say yes.
Right. But
is there anything more than that, you think?
No. The climate they've created at Marvel Studios and the whole Disney umbrella, you will never know what's going on. There's oftentimes Marvel Studios cast someone for a movie or television, and they're on a plane within 24 hours to shooting, you know? So even if I talk to Vincent, that's been a couple months now. Was that July maybe? Yeah. So much shit can change between then and now, when with all the delays and all that stuff, you know, you just never know. I talked to some of the Hellstrom people last week and they got the call.
I'm anxious to see that. I know that it's it's a one season thing.
It's not. That hasn't been confirmed, so it has yet to be canceled.
But that's officially. Just like when they said The Punisher has yet to be canceled on Netflix only because it was the last one left to get the chopping block or something.
A little bit of a different situation here. I mean, there's a scenario where it's just completely removed from anything Marvel's done, and Hulu still does it because, let's face it, the Son of Satan and Satana were probably not super high on Kevin Feige's list.
Well, this was also completed before the full Fox and everything merger.
Not before the merger. It started. So this was going to be a part of a horror subuniverse. I mean, Ghost Rider was supposed to have a
Marvel
show.
Knights.
Right, it was Marvel Knights. They at the time called it Adventure into Fear. And it was going to be Ghost Rider, the Hellstroms. They were talking about Lyft and some other ones. They canceled Ghost Rider and Glyph because Marvel Studios absorbed Marvel Television. But Hellstrom had already built sets on the sound stages. The cast was already in Vancouver. That's what I keep looking, man. You have us with the little things. Normally I'm zoomed out, so I'm trying to back up the camera.
if I do this, is that better?
I like that. Why not?
Okay. Well, that just let me see more of your room back there.
Yeah.
Now we gotta cover up a little bit.
Yeah, now I have to move down and hide my gut.
So, Adam, how did you land this job, buddy? Like, did you go to college to be able to write an interview?
I went to one semester of community college, man. I wanted to do political science, and I sat through 1 hour of like sociology class or some bullshit like that. And I'm like, nah, this is not it. This is not it at all. So I walked out of there and I changed to broadcasting. And then I went to semester, and after that semester, or I went to switch to broadcasting. And then after that one semester, I got a job in the arena football circuit. If you guys have ever watched that, doing communications and stuff. So I did that and that and that and that and that, and that's you've seen Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, right? Where they trade a player for a washing machine.
Yeah,
I shit you not. We ran into some very similar scenarios in arena football. We're talking bus breakdowns in the middle of roundabouts on the way to a game.
Oh wow.
Switching over to vans to drive 24 hours ahead of a game through a blizzard to get to a GD game, and trading players, and it's just in complete clusterfuck. I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to swear.
No, fuck it, man.
So eventually I'm like, nah, this is enough. You know, you get paid complete garbage. And I'm like, you know what, maybe let's get a job with benefits or something, you know, let's get something with actual health insurance. So I started applying for jobs, man. And comic book was one of the jobs I applied to. And I wasn't hearing back. So
what's the position that you hired in for?
Just staff writer.
And that's your current position, or have you moved up?
No, same old position for, 2 years today, actually.
Congratulations on your 2 years.
Actually, no, I lied. 4 years today, because I started off part time because I got another job right before this, and I was too much of a wuss to quit. So I did that and comic book on the side, and I'm like, nah, you know what? Writing about comics and movies full time sounds pretty dope. Yeah. So I switched 2 years part time and 2 years full time now.
Well, that's awesome, dude. Since we're here for the Adam update, what new stories have you found out about in the maybe past 2 weeks that you feel like warrant some really cool?
The biggest news, it was just this afternoon, probably the biggest news of the past 2 weeks, other than there's Doctor Strange in Spider-Man 3. There's Jamie Foxx's Electro in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. That's on my topic list.
Is it? Then, theaters are going to hell. And as such, Disney announced today that they're actually combining all of their media groups into one corporation. Before, studios was separate from television, and that was separate from direct-to-consumer, which is your streaming on Disney Plus and Hulu, which was separate from sports content. But now they took 4, 5, 6 different quote-unquote business entities and just merge them into one corporation to streamline it and make it easier for everyone to make content for streaming. So that's a move that theaters are going to hate.
That's huge, dude.
Well, theaters are about to be extinct, man. I don't know that they can handle. They've been out of work now for like 6 months. Right. And they tried to open...
It's already crazy in my world because I'm a merchandiser, and one of the jobs that I was doing today was actually sending back movies, like DVD movies, back to the studios. And because Disney and the Fox deal went through, we are no longer touching anything Fox, right? So it's already absolutely crazy and all that stuff. And I had to like explain 20 different times why we weren't sending back any Fox movies to many different managers today. I'm just like, I'm like, come on, guys, this is not new news. So, but these kinds of things, man, that when they make these moves, it trickles down to even us, the consumer, man. It's nuts.
All right. So since we've got Adam here, I want to talk to Adam about how cool is it that the company that is publishing your first professional comic book, The Shit Show, mm-hmm. coming out in December. Mm-hmm. The company is Scout Comics, and they have recently signed a TV production deal to where this production studio like gets first dibs on the properties and tries to take them to places to get made into movies and TV shows. How cool is that?
It's cool as hell, man. Who doesn't want their shit turned into movies? You know, I mean, you want to see a Loggerhead Netflix series or something, right?
I do. I do. I want to see Shit Show on HBO.
Hell yeah. You know, that's the thing. I hate Twitter so much, but I'm still on Twitter. You know, you look at Twitter and you have all these people saying, ah, comics are, this medium, and I'm writing straight for comics and so on and so forth. I'm like, man, if a Hollywood producer throws you $1 million, you're going to sell your soul in the blink of an eye. You know, I mean, I wrote Shit Show to be a comic. But at the same time, you know, if someone wants to snatch up the IP, shit, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's make that movie. Let's make that series.
I'm open to offers.
Right. I'm not too proud of my work to keep it a comic for its entire life.
No, I mean, because basically what we are, we're storytellers, regardless of the medium. Right. It's just, for me, just writing words on a page isn't quite enough. So I'm not going to be a book writer. I'm not that kind of guy.
Right.
I've always leaned more to trying to make movies and films and short films. And I've always leaned personally towards the visual medium anyway. So mm-hmm. when I go to write a story, I'm already thinking about it as if it were a video production.
Right. Man, I wish so much I could write prose, like to just write novels all day. You know how cheaper that would be than paying thousands to make comics.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. I wish I could just write. And
here we go. All right. So you created the Shit Show mm-hmm. and you create the Shit Show universe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once you establish, let's say you do the first season, which is 3 issues.
Right.
And then let's just say you do a second season and you've mm-hmm. got this huge amount of following. Like, just drop a fanfic novel. Well, I guess it wouldn't be fanfic if it was from you. But drop, like, this filler novel that takes one of your characters and, you know, maybe it's a 100-page novel or a short story, Reader's Digest thing.
Right, yeah.
That just follows one character and put it out as a book and see what happens.
I would totally be down for that. You know, that's
that would be a lot cheaper. You just pay an editor and a cover artist.
Hell yeah. No, I've dipped my toes into it before. We'll see how it works. I'll say that. I don't want to commit to anything right now, but I've dipped my toes into it.
I don't know if you wanted to stick around for the whole thing, but before you do leave, and I want to go ahead and get this out there now, is tell anyone that's going to watch this what the Shit Show is and where they can get it in December.
The Shit Show is the best damn comic you probably haven't pre-ordered yet, man. Pre-orders are open. Man, I hate how comics are with this whole pre-order stuff. I think I talked about Two Scout Geeks, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's so stupid, man. You're telling me I'm a first-time published writer and I have to sell a comic 2 months in advance when people, one, don't know who the hell I am, and two, don't know what the hell a Shit Show is. And it's such a setup. I mean, we're talking Shit Show is 3 issues in a perfect world, you know, not in a perfect world, but under normal circumstances, all 3 issues would be pre-ordered before issue 1 comes out. You know how messed up that is? I believe Scout's changing the game a little bit once it comes to new titles, but I don't want to speak out of turn with that. Yeah, pre-order it. It's I digress so bad. I get sidetracked. It's the ADD, I think. pre-order's open until October 18th.
Like Shit Show, what are we in store for? I know that you said it's the best damn comic that anybody will read.
It's horrible, man. It's not good. It's terrible.
It's intriguing. It's intriguing.
It's drunk carnies with superpowers. That's my go-to elevator pitch. Drunk carnies with superpowers. It's this world where there used to be hundreds of thousands of superheroes, and now there's no longer hundreds of thousands of superheroes. There's just a few, and those few have formed a traveling circus called the Magnificent McCoys. So they go through life using their powers as a part of a circus, kind of like a freak show type deal-ish, kind of. How circuses are, you know. So that's the gist. There was heroes. There's not, because someone didn't want heroes, and now that someone is back because there are still a few heroes, and he wasn't necessarily successful.
All right, and so to make sure that so if anyone goes to, there's a shit show Facebook page,
yeah,
and every day in September you have been providing new information for people to enjoy and submerge themselves in the shit.
Yes, like I said, there was a world with plenty of heroes, so through the month of shit-tember, it was, I did these handbook type posts.
Yeah, I noticed the handbook. I'm a fan of handbooks myself.
Right. Yeah. So that's I took Brian's idea and just ran with it. And once Chitro number one comes out, we'll probably launch a Kickstarter for ours. I don't know.
Well, dude, it's exciting. I really appreciate it because I don't think other creators or consumers really know how much work goes into creating a backstory that's worth a shit for characters that we're supposed to make people care about.
Right. No, that's the first thing I do, man. I make the character's handbook entry before I start scripting them in a script or something. Right.
I think maybe Adam and I should do, like, we're doing this on This Week in Geek, but I think I could go into a more creator based back and forth with you that would be very beneficial for others.
Really? Let's do it. It's a date.
Yeah, yeah, dude, let's do it. I get my anal probe results Wednesday, so we'll have to work around that.
Okay.
But Adam, I don't know what your night plans, and we have some topics. Do you want to stick around for the topics?
Choose one good topic. I'll stick around for the first good topic. Right, what's your one topic?
I'm going to let Joey. Joey, you know what topics you sent over. Tell me where you want Adam to be a part of.
Adam, I know you really love this one. You heard about MODOK, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Let's talk MODOK. Hell yeah. I am sold on this show, guys.
Dude, Patton Oswalt is the man.
He is.
So you know, they announced that they're going to be doing a Hulu show, Marvel's MODOK. Dude, this was really cool. I don't know about you guys, but I saw a really cool trailer for this, and it's freaking hilarious, dude. I'm all in. It's like stop motion. It's so cool.
I saw it as well, and I had no idea this was even on the agenda of shit for Marvel to do. Like, it just all of a sudden pops in my feed and says, MODOK animated stop motion series, and I'm like, what in the fuck? I first saw it, I thought it was just like somebody doing like those YouTube videos where it's like how things should have ended, where they kind of like make up some shit. I thought it was just somebody with too much time on their hands making up some shit, some fan stuff, and putting it online, but it's real.
Yeah, it's real and it's happening. And you got Patton Oswalt, who is voicing MODOK. Even better.
Mm-hmm. What does MODOK stand for?
Oh, dude. Adam, I'm going to let you answer this one, dude.
I don't know what the hell MODOK stands. It's
I don't either.
Something designed only for killing, I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Something. His name's Smodok.
It looks great though. So like we were talking Hellstrom. I'm not even sure if that was on this show or in pre-show or what. But I mean, so this was going to be part of Marvel TV's The Offenders. They called it. It was going to be an animated universe on Hulu, and it was going to be MODOK and Hitmonkey. And Kevin Smith's Howard the Duck, and Tigra and Dazzler.
And that all went away?
Two of them did. Tigra and Dazzler and Howard the Duck were canceled.
But
MODOK and Hitmonkey both had substantial amount of work done, so they decided to go through with it. MODOK looks great, and that's the thing. There was once upon a time where Marvel Television was also developing an animated Deadpool series with Donald Glover.
I've seen the trailer with Donald Glover as the voice.
Donald Glover. And Disney didn't want it, which is absolutely stupid because Donald Glover is one of the biggest names in Hollywood. That's the thing, man. With Hellstrom, with MODOK, it's going to open up a bunch of eyes, I think, and create fan buzz. It's going to make people realize there's a necessity, or it's a necessity to have this adult oriented stuff.
I think it's Disney being afraid to tell their audience that everything is not going to be the PG MCU stuff. Well, like, that's why we're having it. So, but I don't think they have a workaround.
At the same time, I mean, all those Defender shows were still with Disney, right? I just think it's with the right setup and such. Right now, I mean, they're focusing on Disney Plus, which is just the PG stuff. But eventually, you know, they're going to.
I'm wondering where Moon Knight is going to sit in all this.
Totally. It's going to be he's not going to cut off Bushman's face. I can guarantee that.
But you don't think that they're going to create a separate little rated R universe like Marvel Knights?
I mean, I really want to, because it's hard to imagine them doing a Ghost Rider
or Deadpool.
You know, I mean, Deadpool, or they announced Blade, you know, it's hard to imagine Blade.
PG-13 Blade is going to suck ass.
Probably would. It probably would. But at the same time, you know, we are going to see some changes. I would not be surprised to see a PG-13 Deadpool, because you look at Deadpool and he's all about the chimichangas and he's about the edginess and fourth wall breaking. You know, there stands a reason, even though Mr. Liefeld himself would hate it, that they're going to cater it to preteens hopped up on Mountain Dew.
I think there's a way that you could do that.
That guy is so incoherent, he doesn't even know what's going on, dude. Don't worry about that.
I think there's a way that you could pull Deadpool off, and since he knows he's conscious and he's fourth wall breaking, that if you bleeped him, like legitimately bleeped in the movie,
right,
then it would play to his character, and then he would try to see if I could catch you with a bleep. And that could be a fun little gag and keep him still kind of a rated R character in a PG-13 movie.
Right. There's all sorts of things you could do. I mean, you could do that. You know, obviously now Stan's no longer with us. You know, Deadpool's the prime
Speaking
candidate
of that,
for
like,
the...
They just signed Ryan to like this humongous deal or something, right?
Rumor to. They want to do it, which makes sense because Ryan Reynolds is the biggest name in Hollywood.
Well, it would also offer a way to, you could use him not only as the new Stan Lee, but the one piece of glue that can be in every film and not feel completely out of place.
Right. And that's the type of thing, man. You throw Reynolds in that Deadpool piece and all that stuff can be done in post. You know, he doesn't need to be on set with any of those. He can go into studio and do ADR and voiceovers.
He can pop up just like in Mortal Kombat and just be like, toasty, like, and then disappear.
Right, and it's just the running gag. But back to MODOK, I love the way it looks. So, it's by the same studio that does Robot Chicken.
That's what I was going to say. It looks Robot Chicken, like so polished and clean.
Yeah,
it's the Robot Chicken one, and there's blood and guts and all that stuff.
So that means Seth Green is somewhere involved, right?
He owns the
studio.
Yeah, he owns the Robot Chicken studio where this was animated.
Sweet, I'm all in, dude. I love it. The look of it. The trailer was freaking hilarious. It's awesome, dude. I'm all in.
Like, okay, Adam, here's how many give you.
I found what MODOK stands for: mobile organism designed only for killing.
There you go.
There we go.
Mobile organism.
All right, Adam, tell people where they can find you on social media and stuff, buddy.
At Adam. Oh, geez, you blew me up. At Adam Barnhart. How do I get my name up here? You took my name off.
I'm sorry. Oh shit! I moved them all together.
At Adam Barnhart. A D A M B A R N H A R D T. I forgot how to spell my last name. And then. Go to facebook.com/shitshowcomic and like that. And there will be all sorts of stuff. This is live, right? So if anyone's listening,
yeah.
go out to your store and pre-order it. Because
yeah, I was going to try to get that code. I saw that someone put the code in here.
It's in the private chat.
Yeah, well, the private chat doesn't do me any good because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
OCT201556. Because comics are not easy to buy, you have to memorize a code, and then you have to remember that code on your way down to the comic shop, and then you have to fumble through with your mask and everyone else bumping shoulders at the comic shop, pulling up their pull lists, and then you're like, shit, I forgot that code.
Look at that.
There it is. Look at that. There you go. Click that code. Well, I don't know if you guys can click the code, but
no.
There's the code. There's the code right there.
Well, thank you, Adam. We'll talk to you soon, man. I hope the shit show turns out to be the greatest thing since Loggerhead.
I hope so too, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, brother. Be good.
Yep, see ya.
All right. See you later, man. All right. That was a whole lot of fun. Okay, so what else, man? You got anything else to talk about, MODOK?
Let me go back over here. We're having Adam on. So The Boys.
Okay.
Season 2 has ended. Are you up to date?
I am not. I watched, I think, 4, maybe 5. I can't remember which one.
I don't know how you cannot watch. Like, every episode is like, oh, shit, I got to see what's happening next.
Well, because every time I watch, well, I have to wait till everybody's asleep, till all the kids are asleep and all that stuff.
Well,
and
stop then by having that, kids.
Dude, that's my fault. Like, I can't. My wife is so hot.
It feels so good. All right. So, so The Boys season 2 ended. And let's just say that there's not 7 people in the 7. So there's obviously going to be some room to fill in people because, you know, the Deep is doing the Deep stuff. A-Train's doing A-Train. Translucent is gone. So there's no 7. So I saw some predictions that said the comic books bring in a Captain America guy.
Oh, really? Did they kill somebody off or are they just separated?
No, I'm trying not to fucking spoil it.
Come on, dude. All right.
Next season, which has been already greenlit, we're going to get, what's his name? American Lad or Soldier Boy. His name's Soldier Boy.
Okay.
And he's supposed to be basically a completely idiotic version of, of Captain America.
Okay.
So but season 2 ended, man, and it's I can't believe I have to wait another fucking year, man. The Boys was so good.
Is it a year? Wow.
Well, whatever it's going to end up being. It was good though. By the way, it was really good.
I'll finish it. I'll check it out. I'm not too impressed with this season, man. I'm just not. I've been watching it. I'm just not too impressed. I liked first season better.
The thing is, it ended. I enjoyed it. A lot of people enjoyed it, and there's going to be a season 3. So that's the takeaway. Well,
that's good news. That's good news. I'm glad about that.
All right, and that's an Amazon show.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, on Amazon, they started a new show called Utopia.
What is Utopia? Why does it sound familiar?
Well, because it's probably on your advertisements every time you go to watch The Boys or something. They're like, check out this new show called Utopia. So I watched the first issue or the first episode. And I don't know much, but I do know what love is. but so there is a comic book that exists in this world. And somebody who doesn't know what they have, like someone's going through their dead uncle's stuff and finds the original pages to this comic book universe. And they're selling them on like through Craigslist. They're trying to sell these pages because they don't read comic books, so they don't know how much they can get for it, right?
Okay.
But turns out that this comic book has a huge, huge following of dedicated people that love it. So there's a lot of interest in buying the original pages, right? So they set up, and then now some people are starting to get killed over these pages and we have no idea what's going on. And then at the very end of the first episode, a character comes into the hotel room where they were selling it and people are dead and shit. And they're like, well, what do you want? and she says that she's the character from the book.
Oh, yes. This is the one. I've been wanting to watch this one.
Well, there's You're only right. one episode, or maybe two. I don't know if it, what day it comes out. But so
yeah.
the series shows that it has John Cusack in it, uh-huh. and it's supposed to have Rainn Wilson from The Office, but neither one of those guys were in the first episode.
Okay. I think that was a mistake. You know what I mean? You should have had at least one of them in the first episode.
I don't think it was necessary. Like there was enough information in this first episode of Utopia to keep me intrigued and come back for more.
But we're comic book people. Do we love that stuff? But if to intrigue my wife, she'd want to see those guys. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's pretty hot. So just because we talked about The Boys, I wanted to segue into the fact that I watched the first episode of Utopia and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, I have an update with The Boys, because you did say that season two ended and season three has gotten greenlit. The Boys is been confirmed by the showrunner that they are writing it as we speak right now. So
that's what I'm talking about. Get to work.
So they're writing it, and if it's been greenlit, they're writing it, and then they got to start shooting it for it to be, you know, to come to our screens, man. So
Patrick Lord Demand says that all eight episodes are out. So I guess I only saw the one episode.
Oh well, there we go. Now we can go watch and check it out.
I'll know what I'll be doing on Booty Wednesday.
You can't move. You're gonna have to sit there. Okay, so here's another cool one here. Since we're talking about some stuff that's gotten green lit. That's my segue. That's my.
I don't know where you'd want me to click.
I said green lit.
I know, but I'm wondering if I made a tab for whatever the fuck you're about to talk about.
Well, did you hear about this? Green Lantern is coming to HBO Max. Did you hear about that? No, not so happy about that one. All right.
Green Lantern doesn't move the needle for me.
No,
I can make anything out of the ring.
Was your doctor was the only one who could move the needle for you?
He moved the needle, but not in a good way.
Oh man.
Oh, there's your boy Brian Wayne in the house.
There it goes. There goes B Dub right there. There goes Bill. How's it going, dude? Bill Bill Beer, he's actually a pretty cool guy. He used to be my partner on another
podcast. People that are not cool, you know, when you say he's actually a pretty cool guy, it means like there was some sort of doubt whether or not he was cool.
I mean, there's always doubt for with Bill. No, just kidding.
Well, if you're measuring everybody against me, there's gonna be a little bit of a downfall.
He's like this much cooler than you. I mean, just much saying,
cooler. I've got to meet this guy. All right, so Green Lantern, I don't really care.
Okay,
and I know that they said this is going to focus on the Guy Gardner version, right? Isn't that what they said?
They said a handful of them, actually. They said it's going to follow Alan Scott, Kilowog, Guy Gardner, Jessica Cruz, and Simon Baz. So they did. So
are those all people that have been Green Lanterns?
Yeah, they're writing a lot about those characters within the last year or two.
Does it say whether or not this will be animated or will it be like a...
It's live action. It's a Greg Berlanti live action.
So we could possibly get a Lobo.
I don't know. They're not saying anything, but we already got a Lobo. Just
character that interacted with Green Lanterns.
But did you see we already got Lobo though? And
yeah, and it was a good looking Lobo. But the show,
no, it wasn't.
I liked him.
You liked the way he looked. I didn't like the way he looked.
I didn't have a lot to like. It's like saying, did you like the Howard the Duck from back in the 80s? Of course you did, because that was the only Howard the Duck you could pick from. So you were just happy to have a Howard the Duck.
That's my first Lobo.
I'm happy to have my first Lobo.
All right.
Will there be a better one? I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that we get like this bit, like in his prime, dude, Danny Trejo would have been an excellent Lobo. I don't think I could believe that a 5'6" Mexican 70-year-old could be Lobo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a little past his prime there.
But well, for that role, let's not put anybody out to pasture. But what I'm saying is, like, for that role, I don't think he no longer qualifies.
I agree with you. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about this one, dude. I really wanted to see a Green Lantern, but I don't know how I feel about these group of characters. It does say that we're going to see Sinestro in there as well. So
I wonder if any really of this will tie into the Snyder Cut, because that's what he's been rumored to put a Green Lantern in there.
So that's what they're saying here. They don't know if it's going to be the DC universe, the DCEU or whatever they call it. They don't know if it's going to be there. They just say it's going to be on TV, basically.
I don't know. I'm kind of digging DC's new philosophy is we're just going to make movies and shit, and they don't all have to be holding hands and tied together.
Well, I think that's what they're trying
to do. Didn't do it right. So
that's what they're trying to do with the Flash, right? I think they're trying to kind of clean everything up and say, well, all this stuff is absolutely all over the place, right? Well, we're going to fix that with the Flash movie and make
different universes. I think they're doing the opposite of what Marvel is, or they're doing something different. And I think what DC is doing is they're going to say this Flashpoint thing has created all kinds of realities. So if you watch The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, that just takes place on a different Flashpoint timeline than the Joker that's in Suicide Squad. They're all existing, but in different worlds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. Yeah,
but I'm saying I think they're going to leave it that way. Like, they're not trying to bring everything together. They're telling you that it's all going to stay apart.
They're all going to be, it's going to be like an Elseworlds kind of thing. They're all Elseworlds, stories.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but to further my point, DC is going to move forward and make shit not connected and say it's because of the Flashpoint, whereas Marvel is going to say that everything they've already done is now canon because of their multiverse Flashpoint. Yeah, so they're going to say that all that stuff that happened did happen just in another reality, and moving forward, all this shit's going to be the same.
Which still makes it canon. But yeah, I get it. I agree with you. Hey, look, Bill said that Green Lantern should be standalone. I agree. I want to see a Hal Jordan, but I don't want to see a freaking crappy Ryan Reynolds Hal Jordan again already. You know what I mean? Like, I need to see something good. Like, show me something good, man.
You want to see something good? All right, so let's talk about... Oh, shit. Never mind. Let's talk about something good.
Okay. So, yeah, Adam mentioned this earlier. But what the heck is this? I didn't hear anything about this.
Are you kidding me? All right, so been confirmed that Jamie Foxx as Electro will be in the Spider-Man 3 movie.
Oh, man.
They also said that in Spider-Man 3, Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch will be in Spider-Man 3.
I do like that one. I do have something here on talking about that one. I don't like that idea.
All right, but this movie takes place right before Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. So this is a precursor movie.
Okay.
So what's if Doctor Strange movie is called Into the Mouth of or the Multiverse of Madness, there probably needs to be some sort of escape or something that gets it. So what if the new Spider-Man shit, like in Edge of the Spider-Verse, some blips of different Spider-Men and different Spider-Man villains from around the multiverse show up in this world, and he's like, I don't know what to do. No one's here to help me. And Doctor Strange says, hey, these guys are from different dimensions. We got to get them back to where they need to be.
But we already got that with freaking with the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We already got that.
Yeah, but now we're getting the live action version of that. Is that not cool? I mean, once Marvel introduces this multiverse, shit is going to be fucking awesome.
I mean, it's cool, but do I want to pay money to see it? I don't think so.
Well, then I don't know what you're doing on this show.
No, I mean, come on, man. Number one, I really hated Jamie Foxx as Electro in the last freaking Spider-Man franchise. Yes.
And every single body knows that. So do you think they're going to be stupid enough to repeat the lowest number money-making Spider-Man villain? Do you think they're going to allow him to be the same fucked up person that they had in that movie? No, sir.
I just feel like he's
in charge now.
I just feel like they're taking steps back, though, man.
I think they're trying to mop up the shit they did in the past. They're trying to give us a Sinister Six movie, and this is how they can do it without giving us a whole new shitload of movies.
Well, I guess when it comes out, I'm gonna be eating crow then. You know what I mean? So, well,
you won't be eating popcorn at the movie theater because they don't get your money. So you're going to have to wait for it to come on fucking TNT where they're just going to put commercials in it.
There you go. That's exactly the way I watch every single movie that comes out. I watch
it
on
the USA Network. It's either USA or TNT, whichever one. And then if you wait long enough, it'll come on TBS.
There you go. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, man. That's the only way.
So I watched another movie this weekend.
What was that? Oh, dude, I watched that too. Awesome.
So
Hubie Halloween.
I'm a big Adam Sandler fan. I've been an Adam Sandler fan since Adam Sandler was on Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley.
Before you tell me what your thoughts were, I just want to say I'm a huge fan too, dude. And I've watched every freaking movie that he's had. Well, all like the what's that?
All the funny ones.
All the funny ones, yeah. And I've even watched Punch Drunk Love or whatever he did, whatever. Yeah. I even watched that one. But dude, I loved it. And then that one that he recently did on Netflix, the Gem or whatever. The Gem one where he was
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems. That was a really good one too.
Oh, that movie hurts my stomach.
Yeah, it was good, dude. But I'll talk to you about this one after you're done telling me what, but I don't know, man.
All right. So I liked it. Like, this movie to me was just, it's exactly what I expected and what I wanted from an Adam Sandler movie. It's not supposed to be believable. The guy's got a fucking Swiss Army thermos that there's no way it could do the things that it does. But
yeah,
that's the movie that it is. It is a continuation of the Happy Gilmore of the, I mean, nobody in real life is jumping in after their golf ball to get a one-eyed alligator from the guy with the wooden hand. Like, that shit, it's not written to be on that, like, on that level of funny.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a slapstick. And that's, so this to me felt right in line with all the rest of the good Adam Sandler movies.
It does. But in this day and age, do you think that it was okay for him to play that kind of role? Like,
oh, a Bobby Boucher role?
It seems to me like this guy had special needs, and it almost felt like he's making fun of those people. Like, How did it feel like he was making fun of that? It just felt uneasy in this movie. Like, okay, I get the other few movies, I get it, but now looking back, and now that I'm an adult watching these movies, I'm like,
may lead down some stray path, but don't be such a fucking wet diaper when it comes to, like, oh, that's not political, whatever. He's an actor. He's fucking acting and he's making a sympathetic character. Now, had he been in that movie and somehow, like The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville, where he's playing a completely handicapped individual, like that kind of weird. Although the movie was made with earnest respect towards handicapped people, that character was mistaken and caused a lot of shit. This character by no means is poo-pooing mentally challenged individuals.
Okay. I just, it was just at first I was like, again. And then I started watching. Yes, it's funny. Yes, it did exactly what I thought it was going to be. Yes, it was exactly what I felt an Adam Sandler movie should be. It felt like a continuation, like of Billy Madison and it felt like almost
like a soft Waterboy sequel.
Waterboy, Billy Madison. I get it. And there was a lot of really cool kind of like Easter eggs that they threw in with that kind of franchise, I get it. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know. I still had that uneasy feeling in my head when I was watching. I'm like, ooh, should I be laughing at this? I'm just telling the truth.
I think you've probably crossed over into the danger zone of being too, oh no, oh no. Like, too PC. You may be crossing that needle.
Oh man. So now I'm too PC. All right.
I mean, that's kind of, if you can't laugh at Hubie Halloween and you think that is like, hey, you shouldn't have done that.
I didn't say that I was going to, go and picket this movie.
But the fact that you basically said you felt uneasy.
Yeah, I did. I definitely felt a little uneasy, man. Like, there was a few.
You need to start taking some ball pills.
I'm just telling the truth, man. I felt a little uneasy. It was funny, but I did like the fact that he had his daughters in there, which was really cool.
Yeah, it's Kevin hard to tell which one was his daughter. He looked just like him.
Yeah, both of them. He had both of them in there. So, yeah. So it was really cool that they had that. He had Kevin James in there. He also had
you know who was missing? Yeah. Dante. I didn't see Dante in that one.
Yeah, he had there was a couple of people in there that he didn't have in there, but yeah, I do like the fact that he had a lot of the same people in there from all the other movies. So super cool. I mean, I liked it. I'm not going to say I hated it, but I'm just going to say it out loud, dude. I did feel a little uneasy about that aspect. That's just what it was. Sorry if I'm hoity toity, my bad.
All right. So, but I did watch it over the weekend. I had a good time watching that one. I also watched another one that I didn't put on here. Netflix has The Murder Next Door or some shit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's about a guy and his wife goes missing and ends up dead or some shit. I don't know. But it wasn't a whole Making the Murderer series. It was just one documentary that was kind of cool. So
yeah,
I know that you don't play video games much.
No, not too much. Yeah.
But I have a certain style of video games that I like to play, and those are usually easy video games that you can smash away. I've been playing the WWE Battlegrounds, but I'm also a big fan of Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat just dropped a trailer introducing the next 3-pack of characters they're releasing. So if you already own Mortal Kombat 11, like, these will be additional characters. So already inside the game, we've got Spawn, we've got the Terminator, we've got 80s RoboCop, we got She-Spawn, we've got the Batman Who Laughs. Like, we've got all kinds of great characters, but they dropped 3 more.
Okay. Who are they?
They dropped the Purple Ninja from back in the day. I don't know if you played enough to know the Purple Ninja was Rain.
Okay.
So they've added Rain to the game. And they're adding Melina, which was the other girl that took the thing off and had the Baraka mouth. Okay. She took her little face paste off and had all the teeth.
That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think I remember. The third special guest. This is a special guest they got now. Motherfucking John Rambo.
That's funny, dude. That's and awesome.
It's John Rambo, like, it is Rambo 3, John Rambo, like the one who was ripped and had the red headband, and you're just, like, that's the John Rambo that is in the game.
Nice.
But that was really cool to see that, because they have like a little trailer that you can watch the three characters get introduced.
That's pretty freaking cool, dude. Man, I haven't played any video games in a minute. I do have my system right here in the room with me, but I'm always busy in here due to editing, so I can't even like throw some games on and play, dude. Like, I should, though.
All right. It looks like I have covered all the topics that I have listed. I don't know what else you may want to cover, but those are the ones that I have listed, sir.
I have one small last one really quick. And I know you and I don't know if anybody out there listens to Two Scout Geeks. That's one of my podcasts.
Scout Geeks. Scout. It's what we're all about.
It sounds like you've heard it once or twice before. So yeah, this one we dropped an episode today, and we talked to Joseph Smalky and Rich Woodall, and they told us a little bit about Tracker. Did you hear about that one?
Well, first tell me who Rich Woodall and Joseph Smalky are.
So they are the guys who are behind Black Caravan and all that good stuff over there.
Oh, so they created Electric Black. And Electric then based Black. On the strength of the Electric Black comic book, they later got an imprint with Scout Comics where they published their own comic books called Black Caravan. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly who you're talking about.
All right. And they also have this great new title that's about to come out called Phantom Star Killer.
Phantom Star Killer from yeah, yeah. And then they
those are the guys you talked to. Tell me more.
So yeah, the dude who did Phantom Star Killer Goro, he's actually gonna be doing some of these things. He's involved. We got Joseph Smalk, who is the chief creative officer over here at Tracker. They're gonna be doing some collectibles and toys and it's really cool, dude. And what they dropped some news today. So if you guys want to go listen to it, head on over to Two Scout Geeks anywhere you listen to your podcast. And
I thought you were gonna tell us about it right here, right now.
I'm gonna tell everybody here. I'm gonna tell the three or the four people that are listening right now that the news that they dropped is that these are the words they said. They said the character, the all the properties at Scout are open. For you know, to make freaking toys, as long as the creators are down for it. So with creator consent,
so Scout is working with Tracker to produce characters of some of the IPs that they have published.
Yeah, with creator consent, you guys over at Scout.
Did you get any inside information as to which titles are there any already like in production? You think?
Yes, there are. I don't know if I can talk about it because they didn't tell us on air live.
They
told us a little bit about some stuff. They did drop some news.
They posted some Phantom Star Killer pictures.
They dropped some news about stuff that they've already talked about, and they've dropped news a little bit about what they the work that they work with, like their titles.
I think just yesterday they posted the Electric Black action figure.
Yeah. That's they dropped some news about that, but they did give us a little bit of off air information. I don't think I'm allowed to say anything. So,
well, let's not do that. Let's not get in trouble. But if you want to hear all that and much, much more and some cool book reviews, tune in to Joey and John P talking on Two Scout Geeks.
Yep. And then I've got another episode dropping here with the House of Indie. This coming Thursday, I actually got a look and see. I got so many creators I've already spoken to and recorded with that I've got to edit. So I got to see who's next in line to drop.
If you've got questions, go ahead and get them in now, please. So yeah. Tony, who was the last interview that you did for the House of Indie?
The last one that I did that I dropped or that I recorded?
That you dropped that people could go listen to.
You guys could go listen to the episode that I did with Frank Gogol. He came on. He's the first one who came on to the show for a second time. I have not had anybody on the show twice ever. So all he's
right.
The first.
And he is the writer and creator of No Heroin, right?
No Heroin, Grief, Dead End Kids. He's doing Dead End Kids 2. That's going to be coming out really soon.
Suburbs.
Dead End Kids 2, The Suburban Job. So head on over there and you guys can listen to that while I look and see who is going to be coming up next on the show. It actually might be Casey. So Casey Pierce. Okay. Her episode is going to be dropping here soon. So she's going to be on. She's actually written Nora. So if you guys want to check that out, it will be dropping here coming up next on this Thursday. So check it out.
All right. Well, that's cool. Anything else? Is that your closing statement? Your random thoughts was all your plugs?
That's my plugs, dude. Actually,
I'm make a special tab that says plug away.
I do have one last thing for the four people that are watching out there.
Hey, October. Those are four dedicated people that give a shit about what we say.
Well, you know what? They are really definitely going to give a crap on this one because this month is actually. You want to know what this month is? It's actually colon cancer buddy check month. So why don't you go out and help your pal out and check your buddy's oil? Because this guy over here,
your own oil.
I'm just messing with you, dude.
Have a question. Oh, congrats, Brian! If I wanted to follow,
let's read that, Brian. Congrats on Kara Prime. If I wanted to follow the story from very beginning, what should I read? Well, that would be this book right here.
Well, no, the handbook is actually pre. Well, the handbook, yeah. So Patrick Lord Demand. The handbook, I will show you a facsimile.
So it used to be called Year Zero. And that was the first
edition. Look at that. See, there's Loggerhead right there. But so what this is, Patrick Lord, is it is a description of the world and the characters that live in the world. So it's not... This is a good place to start to learn what is being built right now. This is all the characters and all the world, and this is the updated version of this is what is on Kickstarter right now. And then you get to see like who this character is and what she's all about.
Oh, that right there is mine.
But so, yeah, so the only thing out right now currently, Patrick, is the Loggerhead one-shot from Scout that you can pick up at most comic book stores for $4. And the handbook that's on sale right now through the Kickstarter. But thank you, man. Thank you for giving shit.
Yeah, and I suggest you guys do it because it's this world that Brian is creating, he's creating something really awesome and you guys are not going to want to miss it. He's got all kinds of crazy, cool ideas for the world. So you guys just got to follow everything Loggerhead, man.
It's going to be cool. And here's the thing. All those variant covers, they all go away after the Kickstarter goes away. Like the only one cover that I'm going to keep with me outside of the Kickstarter is going to be the one that looks similar to this. And because all of those special covers will just be pretty much Kickstarter only. So once I'm not going to carry around 10 covers worth of shit when I go start back doing shows. So this is going to be the only chance to get the cover that you want.
Yeah. Super cool, man. Is that the doctor? The doctor's calling you.
No, let's see. Let's see who it is. Somebody texted me. Mom. Oh, it's my mom. So I can't read that out loud. She's talking about the fact that the results and the doctor and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. That's real life stuff. RL.
Yeah. But I mean, my real life, fuck it. I mean, the thing is, it's really weird how I don't know what to think. The doctor removed some polyps from my asshole and he said, hey, I'm going to send these off to get tested to see if there's cancer in them. And then today I got told that, hey, you need to come in the office so we could talk about the results. And I just feel that if it was good news, they would have told me over the phone, everything looks okay. Come in and we'll make a follow-up appointment.
Like, again, like I told you, dude, they can't just, like, the doctor has to talk to you about that stuff.
Well, then so the doctor got on the phone.
The doctor, and they just can't talk to you over the phone. I mean, it's different now. I mean, they may have different rules, but from before the whole crazy pandemic, the doctor would have to speak to you and give you the results to something like this.
All right. Well, until next week.
Just stay positive, man.
Stay alive. Let's see what happens. Let's start there. Let's just stay alive, and then we'll stay positive. But so tune in next week for This Week in Geek with Joey and Brian. Follow me at Brian Silverbacks on all the social media stuff. Check out Kara Prime. Check out House of Indie on the Facebook groups and any podcast catcher that you have. And Two Scout Geeks with Joey. You guys have been great. Joey, tell them to stay creative.
You know what? Stay creative.